Remarks of the President, Chinook, Montana, 30 September 1952.
The state candidates who are on the train, they will step out for you to take a look at them. The first one that I want to present is our candidate for Lieutenant Governor, the Honorable Jack Toole from Shelby. Jack Toole.
Howdy.
And the next one is our Attorney General and candidate for re-election, the Honorable Arnold H. Olson. Arnold Olson. Then our well-known congressman from the Western District, the next senator from the state of Montana, the Honorable Mike Mansfield.
Hiya.
Then our capable and efficient governor himself, a candidate for re-election, the Honorable John W. Bonner.
How are you doing?
And then we have with us on the train our senior senator who has made such a distinguished record in our behalf. I want to present the Honorable James E. Murray, Senator Murray. Our candidate for Congress from this district, Willard Frazier from Billings, will introduce our president. I now present to you the Honorable Willard Frazier, candidate for Congress from Billings. Willard.
My fellow countrymen, with great pleasure, I give you the President of the United States.
Thank you, buddy. Good morning. Well, I certainly appreciate that welcome. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. You know, I've got a warm spot in my heart for this town of Chinook. It went for me in 1948 by 2-1. Of course, I can't forget that as long as I live. I understand that Chinook means warm wind to melt the snow and ice in January and February and save the cattle. You know what I wish? I wish we could get a Chinook wind into the Republican Party. You know why I wish that? It would melt the ice around the Republican hearts and get them to show some warmth toward the common people. I don't think we can expect that very soon, because the reactionary old guard still calls the tune for the Republican Party. Don't let them tell you anything else. And if you'll analyze what they say and what they do, you'll see I'm telling you the truth. And that's all I expect to tell. The lies are all on the other side. Here in Montana, and in everywhere in this country, the Democratic Party has a lot of warmth and interest in the farmer, the small businessman, and the plain people. That's why I hope you will elect Willard Frazier to the House of Representatives, re-elect Governor John Bonner, and send Mike Mansfield to the Senate. I want to say a special word about my good friend Mike. When I spoke here in Montana 2 years ago, I said that most Republicans could look at an acorn, and all they could see was a little old acorn. But people like Mike Monroney, with vision for the future, can see that acorn as a giant oak tree. So I say, as I did 2 years ago, don't vote for the little men with acorn minds, but vote for the people like Mike Mansfield, who have the broad vision to carry us forward to peace and prosperity. When you send Mike to the Senate, you will have two senators then, of which Montana can be exceedingly proud. Montana will then have two of the best senators in the United States Senate. I want to thank you for the big majority you gave me here in 1948, as I said a while ago. This year, I'm not out campaigning for myself, but I'm campaigning for some of the finest candidates the Democratic Party in the country ever had a chance to vote for. Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. You know, the president has five immense jobs for which he's responsible, any one of which is an all-time chore for any one man, but he has to do all five of them the best he can. In the first place, he's the chief executive of the greatest nation in the history of the world. The next place, he's the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the greatest nation in the history of the world. And he's the only head of a state that is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, except a few of the republics that have been organized since the United States government was set up. He's also the head of his party, and that's the job I'm working at today, the head of the Democratic Party. The president in the White House is the top man in the party. He can't help it. He has to take responsibility for the party. He has to try to see that that party does what's right by the people. And the president makes the foreign policy of the United States. He's responsible for the foreign policy. In fact, he's the foreign serviceman for the whole country. Therefore, in that capacity, he has to know something about what goes on in the world. Then he has a job as the social head of the state. He has to entertain all the visiting firemen. When the kings and queens and the presidents come to the country, he has to see that they go away with a good feeling toward the country and go back and tell their people what a great country this is. Now, with those five jobs, in 17 hours a day, the president can't get all his work done. But I'm working specifically this time at my job as head of the Democratic Party, because I want you to know just what the Democratic Party stands for. And in this trip across the country and back, when I get through, you'll have the truth, and then you can use your own judgment. These men I've been talking about stand for prosperity and progress in Montana and everywhere in the country. They also stand for peace in the world. And they know that the way to peace is through careful, steady effort to strengthen the forces of freedom. These men don't believe in talking tough one day and cutting our armed forces the next day. That's the Republican way, and I hope we never get stuck with it. The Democratic Party for 20 years has been working for all the people of this country, the farmer, the businessman, the worker, and everyone in the country. We play no special interests. I'm just as anxious to be fair to the big banker and the big man in business as I am to be fair to the man who's not in big business. And I want to say to you that there are lobbies galore in Washington. There's the power lobby and the real estate lobby, and you can name them. You can't count them on the fingers of both hands. But the only lobby, the only lobbyist that the common everyday man has, the 150 million people who don't have any lobby, is the President of the United States. And when he goes back on them, they're in a bad fix, sure enough. Now we've achieved the greatest prosperity this country and the world has ever seen. And we've done it by saying that every interest in the country has a fair and square deal. And we'll keep that prosperity and improve on it if we all keep on working together as we have done in the past 20 years. Now, the Republicans have opposed all the great progressive measures that have given us strength and prosperity. They said those things were wrong, bad for the people, too expensive, and socialistic. They especially don't like what we've done out here in the West. And they seem to think that progress just isn't good for you. You know, when this 49th parallel was laid out, it was in the administration of Millard Fillmore. And there was a great fight on about 54-40. And you know who was Secretary of State for Millard Fillmore? His name was Daniel Webster. And he and Lord Ashburton got together and decided that this part of the world wasn't any good anyway, so they just split the difference and ran the 49th parallel all the way down to the Pacific Ocean. But there were a lot of people in the country who decided that this part of the world is just as great and can have just as great potentialities as any other section of the country, and I'm one of them. These people especially don't like what we've done for you out here. And their five-star candidate talks the same line as all the rest of them. The Democratic Party believes that the great rivers of the West should be assets and not liabilities. We believe the rivers should be harnessed to prevent floods, to produce electricity, to irrigate farmland. You know, you people know about these things. You know you can use your government to better your own welfare. I think you want to keep that kind of a government and understand all these things. And if you do want to keep that kind of a government, you want to inform yourselves as to the facts. If you'll do that, I have no fear that on election day, you go down there and vote for yourselves and your interests and for the welfare of this great country and vote the Democratic ticket, and then the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you very much. I've got a young lady with me that I think maybe you'd like to meet. That's my daughter, Margaret.